Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Been ready.
Did you hear what I said? When I say this, though, you always have a response. This time you did.
No, I know. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Say it again. I'm ready because this is important to me because this guy may not know. He may not know.
What doesn't he know?
How important he is to me.
To you personally.
To ha.
Well, he's very important to a lot of people. Joining us right now.
No, I didn't say it. The power hour.
Yeah, I said it's hour number three, and then you're like, okay. That's why I said it. I wake you up. Man, let's just get to it. Desmond Howard joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Des, how we doing?
You guys all right over there?
Man? No, we got problems. We got problems. We had a little bit of snow, and it messes up our entire day. But apparently, oh, okay. Bar has a story to share with you about
no, of course. Listen,
how important he is, how important you are to his life.
Yeah, he was a hero for me. You know what I mean? I went to the Michigan camp growing up as a kid. The only reason I didn't go to the University of Michigan because I hated Larry Foote and we were high school rivals, so I committed to Michigan State. But I'm all about the Desmond Howard in the Heisman Trophy life. You know what I mean? He's immortalized in us to us in Detroit, all the kids. You know what I'm saying? We was walking around trying to call our own shot. You know, everybody back then was calling it hot dogging. You know what I'm saying? When he hit him with the little, you know, Heisman pose, you know, we was feeling it.
Ohio State, no, let Ohio State.
I was doing that all in Little League. Yeah. Got me kicked off the field. But it's all good. I ain't going to hold that against you, Des.
Did you ever think about that, the impact that you have in that moment, which I know you've talked about like ad nauseum, and so I don't know if you even like talking about it, but did you ever think about that, the impact it had, maybe just short term, on how many kids did it and how many kids might have, like Bart just said, like gotten in trouble for it? Because it was such an iconic moment, obviously, but there's always going to be copycats, always.
Let me start off by saying, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Bart. And Bart, you know, as a player and what he brought defensively, because he just has such intensity. And then what he does on TV, he's just outstanding. Like, I love watching Bart on TV because, you know, he brings a fresh take, very informative, very entertaining, but he just knows his stuff. So, huge fan of Bart. So, I'm really honored that he would say that. And, you know, I think about some of the, you know, I guess the impact that I had on the culture, because when you start to see like President Obama and people of that magnitude do it, then it takes on just a different meaning. And now I live in Florida, and I run across guys down there in Florida who say, man, growing up, you know, we love the Canes and, you know, we love the Noles, but man, we love Michigan because of you and what you did up there, brother. You know, we would do this in the schoolyard and blah, blah. So it's always, you know, it's just really flattering. It's extremely humbling. And I've been blessed that I can have that type of positive effect on people.
And you helped my boy. We called him Lunch because by that time it looked like he had ate a baby by the time he played with me in the Ravens. But, you know, Bernardo Harris. I played with Bernardo Harris. But by the time we met him, we called him Lunch. Y'all probably had a different nickname for him.
You know, yeah, Bernardo was my guy, man. He was a great teammate with the Packers. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, man, I played with old Lunch, man. That's all he was about. It was about that lunch break.
It's Barton Howard talking with Desmond Howard on the Goodyear Hotline. Well, let's stay with Michigan then, and let me get your thoughts on some rumors that some NFL teams, including the Raiders, could be calling for Jim Harbaugh. He has a terrific year this year, the semifinal finish notwithstanding, but still a terrific year there in Ann Arbor. And now could some NFL teams call? Should he listen?
Well, we you can set your clock to this. This happens every time this time of the year. There's always rumors about Jim Harbaugh and NFL teams. So this is nothing new. I mean, you know, when he struggled, he wasn't having a good season. Or, you know, Jim Harbaugh wants out of Michigan. There are NFL teams who are interested. Now he's AP Coach of the Year. He gets to the college football playoff. Hey, there are some NFL teams interested in Jim Harbaugh. And listen, Jim is a hell of a coach, you know, and they're always going to be NFL teams interested. I don't think he's going to jump ship. I think he kind of likes what's going on in Ann Arbor right now. He was able to assemble a staff now that I think complements his style of football, and the proof is in the pudding. So I believe that he stays put.
Well, one, he's got to get his money back. I know the Harbaugh family very well, right, playing for his brother, playing against his dad. But, you know, I feel like maybe he felt or knew once he went against Georgia that it's a totally different level. With this transport portal, this transfer portal, it's, like, unfair because teams like Alabama is always going to be reloading, and they always have great draft class. But maybe, you know, teams like Michigan are just at a disadvantage. Because right now, the popular team to transfer to and the popular team to go to is, you know, either Georgia or you know, now Texas A&M. And it's hard for the other teams in the other conferences to compete.
Yeah, it's, the transfer portal is interesting. It's changing the game. And people got to get caught up to speed with that. You got to, like, now form a whole department just to monitor the transfer portal and pluck guys when they come when they become available. I think that for Michigan, there's, like you said, Bart, there are levels to this, and there are steps you have to take. And a lot of teams, like when they win championships, the year before, like they took a big step, and then they understood what it takes to get to the next level. I'm thinking that Michigan, especially going up against Georgia now, you know, like now you see where you are against this level of competition. You see where you need to recruit differently. You see where you may need to get guys out of the portal who can help you. You see the quality of the type of player that you need now to get to that next level, so to speak. So I think that's what they're dealing with right now. You know, not just from a recruiting standpoint, but when you're looking at the transfer portal too.
Desmond Howard joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So Monday night we have the championship game, and it's a rematch of the SEC championship. And, of course, for all Georgia fans, this is like, is this the year, as we've heard many other times? Because this year, is it finally going to happen? So sometimes, you know, if you look at it, if Georgia wins that SEC championship game, maybe Alabama's not even here at this point. We don't know how everything would have played out. But maybe losing sets them up to win this game, or do you just feel Alabama's just the better team and it doesn't matter how much incentive, how mad they are, how much they just want to prove themselves, Alabama's just better? What do you see in this championship game?
Well, I tell you what, Bart can tell you this better than anybody. This game is much more mental than it is anything else. You know, people look at the athletes and talk about the athleticism, the speed, the power, but mentally is where you start to defeat opponents. And you're looking at a Georgia team with Kirby Smart as the head coach, that's 0-4 against Alabama. All four games they had leads. So they're 0-4, they had a lead in all four games, and three of the four games they had double-digit leads, and they still lost those games. That's kind of where you start at for me, like mentally, where is Kirby Smart? Mentally, where is Georgia? Like, even if they get a lead, they understand, hey, you know, we've seen this movie before, and we know how it ended. So they have to get over that mental hurdle more than anything, because these two teams are kind of, like, evenly matched. I mean, you know, outside of the quarterback position, because obviously Bryce Young won the Heisman, clearly they have the check mark when you look at the quarterback, which team has the best quarterback, you would check Alabama. But then when you look in the trenches, when you look out wide, you look defensively, Georgia's supposed to have the best defense. And this was the team that everyone pointed to, especially going to the SEC championship game, that this is the Kirby Smart team that can take down Alabama. Like, there was no doubt in anybody's mind that they would be able to take down Alabama. And then when they lost that game, most people pointed to, well, it's the Saban factor. You know, so then again, you're dealing with the mental approach of, damn, can we overcome the hurdle called Nick Saban? So that's what they're going to have to figure out. And then Stetson Bennett at the quarterback position, he's going to have a monster game, man.
We talked to Harry Douglas, and he's calling the game, or he's in Indianapolis right now. And he brought up the fact of the personnel groupings that they had in. They had five wides, and they caught Georgia you know, out of position because they didn't realize they had five wides. He broke the huddle, put the receiver in the backfield, broke the formation, got the matchup between the safety and the receiver, which is mismatch advantage receiver, for a big play.
Right.
And we talk about so often about the transfer portal, about the recruiting class, but really is the key to Nick Saban's success the fact that he always surrounds himself that he with people that he deemed that are equally as smart as him and as far as the football acumen, when you talk about the addition of Bill O'Brien, somebody that's had tremendous success with the Patriots and as a head coach, and he always surrounds himself with some of the brightest minds. And what level of humility does that show about Nick Saban?
Wow. Now, see, that's the point of view. That's the perspective that a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners, that they don't understand that he's not hesitant when it comes to bringing in someone who's a former head coach, whether it's at the collegiate level or in the NFL. Like, he doesn't care. I mean, he's secure enough that he brings these coaches in. Now, oftentimes, though, Bart, these guys are guys who – you know, it's almost like a rehab center. It's not like these guys right. just won Super Bowls or championships. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like Nick Saban's coach's rehab center.
Yeah. You know, as Bill O'Brien, as Bill O'Brien is interviewing in Jacksonville today, so a successful rehab.
Right, exactly. They go. I mean, but he didn't come in there with the best report. Like, these coaches don't go into Tuscaloosa with the best, you know, report as far as what they just accomplished, whether they were in the NFL or college. Because, you know, we know of Bill O'Brien, what he did before he got to Tuscaloosa, that's how he ended up in Tuscaloosa. Just like Steve Sarkisian, just like Lane Kiffin. But again, once they go through this Nick Saban rehab center, they come out with head coaching jobs. But he puts these bright coaches, these smart coaches, these coaches who have had a certain level of success as head coaches around him, and he's able to come up with these game plans that that helps him win. And, you know, in today's, you know, college football, with that revolving door of coaches, it doesn't matter who the coach is. You know, defensive coordinators too. I mean, we just focus more on the offensive side, but he's been able to do it with different defensive coordinators too. And it's just another testament to how great of a coach that he is, and how he gets all of these guys to buy into whatever he's doing. He takes things from them too,
right?
But he's still able to get these guys to do everything the Alabama way.
And that's why I feel like it's so hard to prepare for him, because you never know. Every coordinator has their own different thing that they do and bring, and that's why it's hard, because usually when you're going against a franchise or an organization, you learn their tendencies, what they do out of right. certain formations, what their thing right. is, and he always has, like, Lane Kiffin, Sarkisian, and you talk about now, you know, Bill O'Brien, and that's why it's so hard to prepare for him, because everything that you learned about them last year, you're like, all right, they did right. this to us last year, is something different. But I don't want to keep focusing on them. I want to focus on the maize and blue. I want to talk about Aiden Hutchinson. You know, who does he remind you of as a player? And should he try and make sure that he falls in the draft process so he doesn't go to Jacksonville?
Bart just wants him in New York, Des. That's all. He just wants him on the Jets.
Hey, but keeping the real goals rolling, man. I'm sorry. That's the only way I can keep it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, 100. I got you, no doubt. Well, to be honest with you, the crazy thing is his dad was on the same team I was on in Michigan, so he reminds me a lot of his dad, Chris. I mean, that's an easy answer, but it's an honest answer, because we were on the same team, and his dad was a hell of a player too, and you know, eventually went on to medical school and became a doctor, but that's who he reminds me of, because you know, I was on the same squad as his dad, and you know, he was a hell of a defensive player also. So that's what he reminded me of. As far as him falling in the draft, man, oh, man, I tell you what. No one was happier when Urban Meyer got fired than Trevor Lawrence's parents, because it just saved that young man's career, because wow. just things just wasn't going to go well in Jacksonville. And, you know, people were excited. He was the number one draft pick and blah, blah, blah. But once that honeymoon is over, and you got to get out there and start doing the hard work, and you see what's happening, you know, in Jacksonville under Urban Meyer as the head coach, you got to say, hey, man, we got to get our son, if I'm Trevor's dad, we got to get our son the hell up out of this, because this is not going to end well. Like, either Trevor had to leave or Urban had to leave, but it wasn't going to be a great ending. So I think it's important for Aiden to go somewhere where it appears as though they know what they're doing. They have a good defensive coordinator. They have a good defensive scheme. And, you know, it's going to enhance his future. Because as talented as Trevor Lawrence is, you know, things could have started to go south, but things could have gotten worse you know, had Urban Meyer stayed there at the head coach.
Yeah, and everything you just described with Aiden Hutchinson sounds so much like what the Jets have in place right now with the head coach, the defensive background, and
he reminds me of Trey Henderson.
Team heading in the right Henderson. Direction, a couple of good veterans on that defensive squad. I know Bart's already getting ready to make that case.
I don't really want to wish that. I don't really want to wish that on him either. You know what I mean? Not yet.
Oh.
I don't want to wish that on him right now yet. I ain't gonna wish that on him neither. You know what I mean? Listen, sometimes falling is a good thing. Sometimes we fall down and we get up.
Exactly. Yep, you're right.
Hey, Dez, tell us what you're doing with Modelo. I hear about this free beer for a year campaign. I love me some Modelo. How can I get this free beer for a year?
This is how we're going to get you some free beer for a year, okay? And all you got to do, it's a campaign that's, I want to say it's honoring, but it's in recognition of the punt return that I did 30 years ago, actually. 30 years ago when I was in Michigan against Ohio State. And crazy, it's the 30th anniversary, man. Yeah. Time flies and waits for no one. But anyway, so what Modelo is bringing to the table is, listen, if there's a punt return for a touchdown in a national championship game Monday night, and they're going to give 300 fans free beer for the 2022 college football season. Free beer for the whole college football season. All you got to do, though, get you into this game now, is you got to tweet at Modelo USA, hashtag CFP Fighting Spirit Sweepstakes. Once again, you got to include hashtag CFP Fighting Spirit Sweepstakes, and also include hashtag 21+, and that gives you a chance to win. And listen, if there's not a punt return for a touchdown Monday night, all's not lost. Modelo's still going to give one lucky fan two tickets plus a trip to L.A. for the next national championship game.
Nice. Fantastic. Cool. That's what it is. So the game, again, Monday night on
ESPN,
all the platforms. Dez Howard, part of the coverage as always. Dez, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time. All the best.
Hey, Dez, hold on.
Hey, thank you guys, man.
You got more?
No, I'm saying hold
keep
on.
Up the great work.
I'm going to ask you about that unofficial list that Michigan has. I want to know where your rankings is. I know where Charles Woodson and Chris Weber is. I want to see where you fall on that list.
Me?
I'm messing with you. I'll tell you what that list is.
What list is this?
I'm trying to think, what list are we doing now?
What list is this?
Well, it's an unofficial list that we can't talk about on Grown Up Air.
Oh. All right, I got you.
ESPN
I got
After you. Dark. Yeah, okay. We'll talk to you. Thanks so much, Dez.
All right, now, guys. Take care.
All right, Desmond Howard on the Goodyear Hotline. Where were you going with that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, I just remember when I went there for camp, I remember it was an unofficial list. I just, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Being from there, I'm just saying where he was on the list. He was a great, you know what I mean? He was a man around that piece.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Howell, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Let's take Lucas, because Lucas is going to brag a little bit. Is Lucas there? Lucas is not with us.
Come on, Lukey, baby. He was going to brag.
He's in Florida. He was going to tell us about how great the weather is as we're going through some snow right here.
Yeah, I hope he gets sunburned.
Is Frank still there?
Yes.
Frank, what's happening?
Oh, I've been waiting to say.
Frank Stradamus?
I got the Frank Stradamus working here.
Oh, welcome.
And every time I hear you guys, I always say, you guys are the best. Since Mike and Mike. Whoa.
We can end the show right there, baby. I'm going straight to Norby.
We can go ahead and drop that. All right. Thank you, Frank. Is Eli
Frankie,
still
baby.
There?
Yo, what's
Eli,
up?
Eli, what's happening?
Look, I just want to say that the Knicks fans are absolutely wrong for booing Julius Randle. Just because you shouldn't really expect much from the Knicks at this point. I think that last year playoff push was kind of like a fluke because the Knicks kind of suck. Like, let's be honest, they're not that good. Like, they need a good superstar on that team.
But isn't that what he was supposed to be? Eli, he was all NBA. Yes. He was an all star in all NBA, and they gave him a nice contract, 4-year extension.
But I mean, like, I still don't think you guys should boo him though. Like, eventually, like, I don't know. I guess a lot of people don't.
So, Eli, your point to me is Your team sucks, so why bother? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, don't expect much from them. So don't expect anything. Try to boost?
So just don't bother.
Like, but he's your guy, man. You're supposed to just rock with your guy. Like, how long did it take? How long did it take before Philly fans start booing Ben Simmons? Took a
playoffs.
While.
It was in the
but it was like his third year though.
Because this was the first year of real expectations was last year. And when he came up small in big spots against the Atlanta, I mean, look who they were playing, man. The Atlanta Hawks.
But Julius hasn't come up small yet. Julius right now, they're trying to figure out.
Did you miss the playoffs last year against the Hawks?
Yeah.
That
was because they were able to load up against him. Like, and he's supposed to have better teammates, but it's a bad mix. It ain't his fault. Like, he's not a true one. He's a two or three.
Okay. He's a two or three. I see. I didn't realize all NBA players were twos and threes.
Come on, man. That was an aberration. Right. We knew that wasn't who he really was.
All right. Well, we're going to continue this conversation. I first want everybody to listen to Man in the Arena podcast, the 10-part series exploring how sports impacts our everyday lives through the lens of Tom Brady's career. It's brought to you by ZipRecruiter and available wherever you get your podcasts. So, yeah, we'll continue this conversation because it was R.J. Barrett who had the heroics last night, the game winner, the buzzer beater. First time since 2006, the Knicks won at the buzzer at Madison Square Garden. It's been a long time since you had a scene like that in the building. But despite that, all the heroics and the fun, Julius Randle stole all the headlines the next day. Is he right or am I right? The fans, you can boo. The player, you can yell back. It's a part of the relationship of playing in New York. But Bart says, no, if you're going to boo me, then you can't cheer me. We got to discuss this more. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Vivid Seats.
With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there and catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right, every alley-oop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab, you can be there to experience it live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect the stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Back after this.
The College Football National Championship, presented by AT&T. The top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide look to repeat as national champions when they face Kirby Smart's third-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Coverage begins Monday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, represented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart. We talked about this earlier in the show. Let's bring it back because we were just hitting it at the end there. We got a caller who said something stupid about how, well, if your team stinks, you shouldn't be booing. It's like, what does that mean? Like, hold your players to a higher standard, especially when they proved the year before that there was a new standard that, all right, I can see the level that you can reach. Now I expect you to reach that all the time.
Yeah.
So the Knicks win it was a very emotional, passionate, come from behind win over a rival in the Boston Celtics. It was an important game just on those levels, given the Knicks getting closer to getting back to 500. One game now under 500, pretty much in the mosh pit in the middle of the Eastern Conference. And so there were a lot of good stories, including Evan Fournier going for 41. R.J. Barrett hitting the buzzer beater. But Julius Randle, who had a great third quarter, a day after he said that he doesn't give a blank about criticism of his game this year, then does the thumbs down to fans, and after the game, when asked who was that directed to, and he was like, "Who do you think?" And, "Well, what were you saying?" And he was saying, "Shut the F up." Now, the crowd was booing the Knicks and him in the first half. They were down by 25. It happens. Then they started cheering him in the second half, and he said he didn't want to hear the cheers.
Yeah.
And you claim that's how it's supposed to be.
No.
If you're going to boo me, don't cheer for me then.
I don't understand that thinking. What I'm saying is all people can only control themselves. And if you boo me and I take it personally and I internalize it, then that's my reaction. I am justified in my reaction as well. So I'm saying I believe that, when somebody's mad, they have to have a period to cool off. Like, so if you booing me and coming at me in the second quarter and the third quarter, it's going to take me the next game for me to, like, all right, man, this is a different group.
To get over it?
To get over it. You expect them to just get over. Like, have you ever argued with your girl and you got to go sleep it off? You go sleep in the other room. You come back here late at night. I'm sorry, baby. Like, you get into bed, like, can I spoon with you?
All right, so right? You're telling
That's
me that next week when Julius is at the Garden,
it's all good. It's all good. Those are different people for the most part, and, hey, let's move on. But, like, in the heat of the moment, I'm pissed off too. I'm a competitor. You boo me, boo you. I don't care if my mom boo me, boo. Forget you, mom. Guess what? You're going to the nursing home. Wait till you get old. Yep.
All right.
You lively now, mom.
Your mom ever boo you? Well, your mom never boo you.
Nah, my mom would double down. She'd have been, don't you boo my baby. She'd have been, she'd have been starting fights.
What's up?
We got smoke.
Well, I'm just going to say then, all right, with that, I feel that. I don't feel like there's a problem here. Like, this is different than Javi Baez. Javi Baez was barely here a minute, and now he's thumbs downing fans and saying, don't boo. Like, what, dude, you just got here. Like, you don't have any history here. At least Randle has got a couple of years here, including a year last year that everybody just loved it and how well he played and most improved player in all NBA. And so he's got some history. So for him, this is about a relationship that this right now we're in a bad spot. I don't like the way you're playing. The team's not playing well, and you're the star, so I'm putting it on you. So you're going to hear me complain to you about how this ain't what we expected this year, Jules. You got to get this right, man. I'm not happy about this. Look at you. You're not the same player. And he is now mad, shouting back at us, whatever he's mad about. But I'll tell you what, he's playing guilty because he knows he's not living up to it. So there's a part of him that is frustrated with himself, and so he's madder because he's getting booed.
It is impossible for him to live up to it.
How is it impossible? He just did it.
He has a team now in Evan Fournier that messes up the rotation and messes up the whole chemistry that they had. Kemba in and out of the locker.
Evan Fournier is making him dribble it off his foot, making him spin into a double team.
No, what I'm saying is this ain't the same team that it was last year, so it's not the same that's dedicated to the defense, being able to get easy points in transition because we committed to the defense. You brought in two dudes that don't represent anything that Tibbs is about. So he's trying to adjust. So it's like somebody going to a different system or offensive system. You're like, yo, who the hell is this? Like, yo, this is different. Like, we're all trying to figure out. But Kemba, he's a ball, he's great, then he's not, then he's great again. Like, that's the hard part. They want the same results from him.
But, all right, whether it's his game or not, he's not playing up to standard. But I'm going to ask you something in a second.
Okay.
That has less to do with him specifically and more to do with athletes and fans and that whole relationship. But first, I want to tell you, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So that is this simple thing. You know, again, Javi Baez did it. We've seen other guys do it, whether it's in New York in a big market like this or elsewhere.
I did it.
Where you hear boos from the fans. You have your reaction to them. You say things to them, after games. We've seen this happen a lot. And I want to ask you, How do you possibly, as an athlete, think you're going to win that battle when you say something about Fitz, you shut the F up, or don't, you know, you don't cheer me if you're going to boo me, or any of that stuff? How do you feel like you're ever going to win that battle? It's never going to work, and the obvious thing to do is to just own it, because it'll go away so much faster, and people will actually look and say, all right, he gets it. Nah. And they'll lay off more than if you try to fight back. You're never going to win that battle, Bart. Never.
You got to remember in your head how we got here, Alan. We got here because we took the hate. More guys are fueled by the hate than they are for the cheers. You go farther with hate than the cheers. I did everything in my life so that one day I can sit here and I can sit on a platform where my middle school teacher that told me I had a greater chance of getting struck by lightning than making it to the NFL, yeah. I can see her, and I hope that she's doing bad. Hate. The coach that kicked me off the team. Hate. All those people that thought I couldn't make it. Hate. Tom Brady has been going for 22 years because of hate. Hate takes you far. And if you can find that hate or that bad guy, and you make that fan that booed you the bad guy. Just for the gratification of one day him wanting you for a high five. You go up to him for the high five and you move your hand out the way. Say, kick rocks, punk.
Good. All right. So if this helps Julius play like an all-star, if this turns into a second half of the season where Julius becomes all-NBA again.
Congratulations to the fan. Okay.
Then I'm glad. I'm so happy that's, so, that the fans so, so, did
so,
their part.
So you know what that's like.
No.
You know exactly what that sounds
like. That's what he needed.
That sounds like somebody, a father that left you to be raised by your mom and struggle and strive and see if I wouldn't have left you. Look where you at now. Look at what type of man you became. You can't use that. No, hell no.
Well, that was your logic. Your logic was. You needed hate to fuel you. All right, well, we gave you the fuel. You're welcome.
But you're welcome. But you're not going to get a thank you from me. Just like the dude don't thank
that father.
I don't
want to thank you. Your thank you is? Give me a dub and get me in the playoffs. That's your thank you.
Just like the fathers that abandon their kids and they raise single-family homes and they become the great people. You know what I mean? Like
I
the great
like
Ray
comparison.
Lewis.
No,
that's exactly what it's like.
I don't like that.
It's just what it's like. I did it in spite of you, not because of you.
All right, let me keep it to sports, though, because here's another way. Here's another tact, another angle to take. And Albie sent us this on Twitter. It's a good example. Here's a quote after a superstar in New York was booed. And the team was booed, too. Quote, I don't blame them. We would have booed ourselves tonight, too. It's hard to imagine being worse than we were tonight. Put me at the front of that list. End quote.
Yeah, whatever.
You know who said it?
Yeah, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Yes, I know.
He went 0-4.
Oh, he's a good guy. The good guy. He always says the right thing. Not everybody built like Derek Jeter. You can't say everybody should be.
Well, it's easier when you have four rings on your finger when you say it.
Some people want to smoke.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Yeah, I want to hear. I want more people's reaction to this because, you know, is there a way out here? Is this just relationships? Is this what happens in New York? Or is Julius Randle kind of suggesting to you he can't handle this? The way he reacted tells you he can't handle this. Which one is it? All right, we'll get to your calls coming up. But first, I want to tell you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast is brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN+. So we get your calls coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Taking you right into the weekend. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we get the snow up here in New York, Bart, in the Northeast. So it feels like, with just starting winter, spring feels so far away. And if you consider the fact that baseball's in a lockout right now, spring feels really far away. But we did get some cool news that I wanted to share with everybody. So ESPN today announced a new Sunday Night Baseball lineup.
Mm.
And Carl Ravitch is now taking over the mic.
What?
Yeah. Eduardo Perez, also in the booth, and friend of the show, David Cohn.
Oh, yeah.
Former Yankee, former Met, former Kansas City Royal, former, I think, yeah, Toronto Blue Jay as well, right?
Taught me a lot about baseball.
David Cohn, one of the most, I think he's brilliant, but I'm biased. Like, I just think he's great. I think he's a great listener. He's funny and all that stuff. And I was hoping he'd get a manager job. But still, that's going to be awesome in that booth. But how about this? So with the success of the Manning cast at the NFL games, they're trying this out, which I think this is great.
Yeah, I think so too.
You will get an extra secondary, like alternate presentation.
Hmm.
And this one will be called K-Rod.
Duh.
Alex Rodriguez and our good friend Michael K. In a separate presentation. Yeah,
oh,
man.
I didn't know that.
Like, you went,
I thought Michael K was on the Yankee game.
No. This is going to be the K-Rod special presentation. There's going to be 8 of them. It's not like every time.
Oh, okay.
They're going to do 8 of them. And that'll be on ESPN2 for the Sunday night games. And you'll get A-Rod, who, of course, gives his own unique perspective on things. He's got many stories to tell. Yeah, Michael K, voice of the Yankees.
How many damn jobs he need?
Who's been?
Damn.
I'm going to ask Michael K for a loan.
Balling on the
budget. Wouldn't you say, is this probably the time where you kind of hit him up for a little something? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Hey,
you
break
know,
off finish, a little bit here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, finish number
hey,
one.
Donate to this foundation I got.
Finish number one. Now you got an extra job. You know,
number one.
ESPN's
talk show,
that real
number
cheesy.
One sports talk show in New York, the biggest market, and they're kicking ass as usual, right? Dominating as usual in New York.
Get some respect. Give some
He's
respect
got the Yankee
to Beyonce,
gig.
Get some respect to Michelle and them. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got Peter Rydenbergy. You know what I'm saying? You got Teen Wolf. You know what I mean? Don Wine, LaGreca. You know what I'm saying?
Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg as well. Yes, but it is called the Michael K Show, so it's his. It's his brand.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's got the Yankee voice of the Yankees for forever. And now he's got this gig, Sunday Night Baseball. Right?
See what the Mannings have done to people? They've proven that it can work. And they open the door for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Can you and I do like a Jets alternate broadcast, like for Jets games?
Oh, man. They got to let me cut. If they let me cuss on that, after dark, hot if they fire.
If they just let it fly.
Like, what the?
Dude, you and Willie Colon, I could only imagine. you guys watching in the green room together must be priceless.
Well, people that listen to our Instagram got a taste of it as I responded to Gary
Owen.
You know what I mean? The comedian. You know what I mean? That's a little splash about what goes on behind. You know, you see the towels already pulled down. Like, damn it! But actually, we weren't that mad because they were doing pretty good, though. But I mean, I tell you what, man. I like the fact that you have these alternate. It started off with the alternate type of telecast for games.
Yep.
And it allows you to be able to get the flavor because some people are used to hearing. And listen, let's
College
hope that
Football Championship on Monday night will have that. It'll be all over the – right? We have all kinds of broadcasts.
And let's hope that A-Rod can get some of these cool celebrity people. Like he –
That's –
You see what I'm saying? He's now owner of a basketball team.
Yep.
He has connections. Let's see if he can get some superstar people in there.
Yeah. I mean,
can he get J Lo on there? You know, for us? Can he go get
right now? Not
can he
sure
get
right
can
now.
He can he get Ben Affleck on there for us?
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna work either.
So what use is he then if we can't get Ben and J Lo?
I'm just saying.
Can he get Mark Anthony on there?
I mean, really? You're going down that list of people to get on there? I'm sure it'll be entertaining. We congratulate Michael K on all his success, and certainly that's awesome too. We got a weekend to get to, Bart Scott. We got last week of football and a championship, and I'll see you on Monday, my friend.
Holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.